Blog Talk Radio.
You guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and God is good all the time. He is on the throne, and he is blessing us all the time. We are so blessed because of him, and so Listen, guys, we're going to take time and we're going to spend time with our Heavenly Father, right? We're going to meditate on Jesus. We're going to meditate on his walk. We're going to meditate on the gospel, Jesus Christ. He's so good. And all that he's done for us, we just need to be grateful. And it's so good that we can take this time and find this time throughout our busy week and our busy life that we can just say, hey, God, this is about you. This is all you, just you and me. I want to tell you something. I want to share something with you, Lord. I want you to know I love you. I know you loved me first. And I want to thank you for that love. I want to thank you for blessing me and my family. I want to thank you for quickening my heart and bringing me to you. I want to thank you for saving me from myself. As I was going down a dark road, I was ready to take that risk to do the wrong thing. But the Spirit, your Spirit that lives within me, kept me safe. Thank you. I was laying in the hospital, not doing so well, but your grace blessed me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was looking for love in all of the wrong places, but your Spirit redirected me and guided me. Oh, you're so good. Thank you. Thank you for being an amazing God. Thank you for taking the time to just care. To just care about me. There's so many things, so many more important things in the world for you to care about me. It's absolutely amazing. I don't know what it is about you that causes you to give it all to me, to do whatever for me. But thank you. There's something very good. There's something very special. There's something very real. There's something very honest. There's something so powerful about you that is bigger than I can imagine. I know your Father sent you here to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And I want to thank you for fulfilling that of your Father's wish. Thank you. I know you went through a lot. I know there was things you didn't want to do. But because of who you are, because of who your Heavenly Father, your Father made you to be, you did it anyway. So thank you so much. I want to ask you, Jesus, can you help my brothers and sisters around the world that don't know you? Can you quicken them? Can you send someone, one of the listeners or myself, to help redirect our friends that who don't know you, our brothers and sisters who hasn't even had the opportunity to know you? Can you please guide us so that they can experience this amazing gift of love that we all experience? Oh, you're so good, and I trust you in this. I know how much or how far you would go, that you always remember us. You won't leave us behind. And so right now we just ask in your name that you bless them right where they are, right where they are. That's the amazing thing about you. is that right where we are, you are always there. You're always willing to love us. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving our sins when our brothers and sisters around us won't even forgive us. But you are there to say, it's okay. Go and sin no more. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the Holy Spirit that you left here to guide us and redirect us and keep us focused and keep us in the direction of Christ. Keep us in the direction that Christians should walk in. Thank you for our pastors that help us to navigate towards you. Thank you for all the great men and women that you sent to keep us on track to coming home to you. Thank you for the basic instructions before leaving earth, your book, your Bible. Thank you for that, as it's been a wonderful roadmap. So Father, we just want to praise you today here on Solar Records Radio. And I want to thank you for my brothers and sisters that work with us here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you for sending them. Father, I ask that you just bless them right where they are, and whatever their situations are, you know them. I ask that you hear their cry and bless them with your grace. You are a miracle maker, and we're so grateful for that. So thank you always. We love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, your name, mighty Jesus. We love you. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
takes my breath away. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo.
Everyone out there, and hello, my husband. We're going to be reading from Mark 13. So listen closely. As Jesus will be leaving the temple, one of his followers said to him, "Look, teacher, how beautiful the buildings are, how big the stones are." Jesus said, "Do you see all these great buildings? Not one stone will be left on another. Every stone will be thrown down to the ground." Later, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, he was alone with Peter, James, John, and Andrew. They asked Jesus, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are going to happen?" Jesus began to answer them, "Be careful that no one fools you. Many people will come in my name saying, 'I am the one,' and they will fool many people. When you hear about wars and stories of wars that are coming, don't be afraid. These things must happen before the end times. Nations will fight against other nations and kingdoms against other kingdoms. There will be earthquakes in different places, and there will be times when there's no food for people to eat. These things are like the first pains. When something new is about to be born, you must be careful. People will arrest you and take you to court and beat you in their synagogues. You will be forced to stand before kings and governors to tell them about me. This will happen to you because you follow me. But before these things happen, the good news must be told to all people. When you are arrested and judged, don't worry about the time ahead, about what you should say. Say whatever is given you to say at that time, because it will not be really you speaking. It will be the Holy Spirit. Brothers will give up their own brothers to be killed, and fathers will give their own children to be killed. Children will fight against their own parents and cause them to be put to death. All people will hate you because you follow me, but those people who keep their faith until the end will be saved. You will see the destroying terror standing where it should not be. You who read this should understand what it means. At that time, the people in Judea will run away to the mountains. If people are on the roofs of their houses, they must not go down or go inside to get anything out of their houses. If people are in the fields, they must not go back to their coats. All that time, how terrible it will be for women who are pregnant or have nursing babies. Pray that these things will not happen in winter, because those days will be full of trouble. There will be more trouble than there has ever been since the beginning, when God made the world, until now. Nothing as bad will ever happen again. God has decided to make that terrible time short. Otherwise, no one would go on living. But God will make that time short to help the people he has chosen. At that time, someone might say to you, 'Look, there is the Christ.' Or another person might say, 'There he is,' but don't believe them. False Christs and false prophets will come and perform great wonders and miracles. They will try to fool even the people God has chosen. if that's possible. So be careful. I've warned you about all this before it happens. During the days after this trouble comes, the sun will go dark and the moon will not get its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send his angels all around the earth to gather his chosen people from every part of the earth and from every part of heaven. Goes on to talk about a lesson from a fig tree. And he does go on to say, no one will know when the day or time this will happen. Not even the angels in heaven, not even the Son. Only the Father knows. And he warns us to be careful and always be ready. Stand on guard. For these times will come and you must recognize it. Be watchful, but know that God will give you the signs even though you may not know the exact moment, because you will not know when that time will be. He goes on to describe a trip in terms of leaving, you know, your home, but he then warns again, always be ready. Otherwise, he might come back suddenly and find you sleeping. I tell you this, and I say to everyone, be ready.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to share just a little bit of what I learned today, and that is based off of the scripture that my wife just finished reading. Wow, this is touching. One second. So what I learned today, it was powerful in regards to the scripture that Dr. Kayla Massey, my wife, just read. And this is the thing. What happened then is happening now. It's already happened. These things that Jesus, that God is warning us about, has happened and is happening again. Just look at the world the way that it is. People are being tortured. They're being mistreated. They're, you know, I mean, it is ugly. We don't even like each other. People are fighting all the time now. We can't even get on a plane and have a decent ride in the plane because there's so much hatred and so much animosity that's happening in the world. So basically, God is telling us, he's informing us that we're going to go through these things. This is going to happen. But don't let your heart worry, because he's still on the throne and we're going to be good and we're going to be okay. But it's going to be some very difficult times. But as Christians, it's really important that we understand that. It's important that we understand that, so that when that storm comes at you, you just praise God, you stay close to him, and you do what you need to do from a Christian's point of view, because God's watching you and he's depending on you. That's why he shared this information with us, to prepare us for these situations. This is a time that my mom says she hasn't seen in her lifetime, and she's been here a lot longer than me. What's going on right now is really ugly all around the world. No one trusts anyone. Everyone hates the government. But in the scripture, God asks us to respect our government. So we have a choice. We can choose to do what God says, or we can choose to do what man says. That's up to us. I pray that we will trust God in the storm. You see, it's important that when we get into battles with each other or we disagree with each other, that we do it in love. If I don't agree with someone, before we start to debate about the situation, it's important that we all remember that we need to love them through this. Someone had came to up to me and said, it was a very old elderly lady, and she said, is there like anything you guys could do to turn the guitars down and turn the drums down? It's kind of loud back here. And they sit way in the back of the church. And I was like, of course there is. And so, but this is the strangest thing, that they chose to sit where the baffle boards don't exist. And so therefore the sound is bouncing all over the place. And so out of respect for her, because she is my elder, I wanted to make sure, because it kind of rubs you a little bit, like if you're a musician and, you know, and someone's telling you you're loud or something, and you know you're doing your best to keep it down and be a blessing in the situation, because really we're all really supposed to be focused on the Word and God. We're there to celebrate our Heavenly Father. And so when someone comes to you like that, the first instinct is like, oh man, what's wrong? And I knew that. I could feel that part of me that wanted to be there. But I also remember being taught to be respectful to your elders. And so immediately that kicked in, and I was just, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, we'll do this. But I asked her a question. And the question I asked her, I said, you know, we'll go ahead on it, and I'll talk to everybody to do that, but can you do me a favor? And she said, yeah, whatever, what? I said, can you guys love us through this? And she looked at me, and she said, absolutely. And I got to tell you that it works so good, because they are not complaining. We're trying to make the adjustments. They're not only not complaining, but they're coming up and hugging and saying, you guys did great today. I mean, now they're actually, I mean, they're loving us through this process. So it's a beautiful experience. But, you know, we have to start with love. Whatever we do, we need to lead with love. And so that is what I learned from the scripture today, that we're going to be in tough times, but we need to love each other through it, because God got this. There's nothing too big for him. He's got this. And you have to trust him. He's even warning us that we're going to have these difficult times, and it's going to be hard on you Christians. And so, but we have to trust him in this. So prepare. But remember, put God first. You hear people say all the time, what would Jesus do? Well, maybe we should think about that before we respond to something. How would he handle this? It may protect in a situation. So I'm grateful. Thank you, Gayla, for reading that scripture. It really blessed my heart. And I hope it did for others as well. And like to thank Pastor Nick for sharing what God put on his heart to share today at the church. It was really a blessing. And I'd like to thank my brothers also in my Bible study group today. That was awesome. You know, iron sharpens iron. And we had a wonderful time in the class. Just us men talking about men issues, using the scriptures to guide us, to protect us in our situations, and just hearing other men sharing out about their thoughts in regards to what we were going through. It's really good. It's great. It's brothers that love Christ that are trying to help another brother. And it's beautiful. And that's why I love my group. And so I want to just say thank you to those guys, because, you know, I have a sense of responsibility to these guys. If I'm out in the streets and I do something crazy, they're going to call me out on it. Like, come on, man, didn't you think? what's wrong? And I don't want to be called out. I don't want to have to go through that with my brothers. You know, I want to be an example of what my group is doing for me and not, you know, destroy the group. So anyway, guys, let's keep this music going. We're going to praise God. We're going to enjoy him. We got about another 28 minutes left in the show. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And just take this time to meditate on Christ. Get your hearts right and let's get him to bless us throughout this week. Talk to him. He's your Heavenly Father. Talk to him like you would talk to your own. Right? If you had a child, wouldn't you want your child to come to you if they have any issues? Well, you are a child of God. So be comfortable in your own skin, in your heart, and go to him because he already knows what you're going through. But it's great for him to know that you are coming to him and communicating with him about it. Okay? So let's do this. And thank you.
Worthy of all the praise we could ever.
mean, don't we love it? Man, oh man, I had to just cut that off because it's about to go someplace else. But I really wanted you guys to hear this song that I'm so in love with, because if you feel that you are not worthy, a lot of us sometimes we go through this thing. We, like, for instance, I've invited people to come to church and I've got a response as to, yeah, once I get myself together, I'll start coming. Like, that's the whole purpose, coming to church. Because the problem is, we can't do it ourselves. We need God in this walk with us. We tried already, and we found ourselves in that situation that they think they need to get themselves better. Right? They are you're in a situation because, you know, you're not capable of pulling yourself out of it by yourself. And it's nice to have others, you know, fellowship, people that, like, I have people that on my line right now, they're just hanging out because they love God and they love people who love God. The song says, love God and love people, you know, and it's so beautiful. And we can just all come together and love one each other and support each other. So when you're in that situation that that young lady was in when she said, once I get myself together, then I'll come. Obviously, you're in a bad situation. You need people around you to support you and love you. Let those people be God's people, people that are looking out for your best interest in the long run, not just something temporary, fake and phony, and something that will guide you or lead you in the path of destruction instead of the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You know what I'm saying? We need to get on board with the Lord and let him bless you. I love this song so much. And I play it a lot because it tells us how important we are to the Creator. So even if you don't believe in him, it's okay because he believes in you. Trust me.
You came to change my life. You thought I was worth it.
Today we trust you, we feel your presence, and we see your face, and we're so grateful for all the things that you've done for us. Thank you for sacrificing your life so that we could be free. Thank you for just being the God that you are. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. We love you so much. Father, I just ask a special blessing on all of the listeners around the world. Father, just bless them, Father. Touch them, guide them, give them whatever your will is to bless them with, Father. We trust you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's no one like you. And we love you so much for being who you are. Thank you so much. All right, guys. God bless. And go out and have a beautiful week. And know that God is there right with you, okay? You take care. Thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. And thanks to my friends is online hanging out with me. God bless you all. Good night. God bless.
I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You don't